I am the Archangel Muriel, ruler of the Dominions, Archangel of Intuition and Emotional Harmony, whose name means perfume of God. As such, too, I represent a particular spiritual gift much underestimated, called clairolfactory, the ability to detect spiritual scents that others cannot smell. The Dominions are a choir of angels entrusted with keeping the world in proper order. Many have assumed that this purpose is focused only on the external world, the macrocosm. But in truth, for mankind, it extends also to the internal world of the mind and heart and spirit, the microcosm. And as such, I am Archangel of Emotional Harmony. The times in which you currently live are ones that challenge your internal integrity, the balance of mind and heart and spirit, the harmony of your microcosm. And so this is the first area that I can offer you assistance. Through petition, through invitation and prayer, I can bring the power of the Dominions to bear upon your internal landscape now and help to rebalance that fragile and yet essential holistic dynamic that exists between heart and mind and spirit. Bringing balance, bringing harmony, bringing peace. When you then sit to meditate or walk outside to take a jaunt in the air and light and countryside, before you settle to sleep at night, call my name and invite me forwards, giving me leave to utilize my power on your behalf, to reset the balance inside, and restore the equilibrium that you need. During such times, you are open to receive the conscious mind less dominant, more out of the way, providing an open path for my power and those within my choir to sing their songs of healing on your behalf. As Angel of Intuition, I would encourage you too, at this moment in time, to rely more upon your intuitive knowing so that you might use it to navigate these difficult times with grace. The soul speaks through the intuition, as does the voice of guides and guardian angels and gods. Be open then to what your heart tells you. Listen to your gut. Trust your inner knowing. let it provide you with the discernment that you need, so that you might endure and triumph. And if you find during these times that your intuition is muddled, that your connection to it seems disturbed or lost, possibly due to a lack of energy, or possibly due to interference, then once again call upon my name and invite me forwards, that I might use my power to sharpen your connection to your intuition, so that you might hear it more clearly, so that you might be more certain in the guidance that it provides and gives. At this moment in time, on Earth there is so much background noise, so much disturbance in the collective unconscious, that many are struggling to hear through this noise to the small still voice that speaks inside. As ruler of the Dominion Choir, our power too can be directed through my will towards the manifestation of greater order in the macrocosmic world also. And so if you find that it is the world around you that you struggle with, rather than the world within, then my power too here can be called upon to aid you, to bring greater grace and flow, greater harmony and peace, greater equilibrium. Once again, however, it is important that you remember that my power and the power of the Dominions can only intercede if you provide us with invitation. We cannot work without consent from your free will. And so, however you might choose to petition us, whether it be through prayer or ritual, whether it be before a lit candle or in meditation, it is important that you remember to do so. My name is no coincidence. It is representative of part of my power. I have already spoken briefly of the underestimated gift of clairolfactory. I would mention it again. Often, people have the gift but do not realize it, believing that everyone can smell those things that they can smell. But as with all things, scents have meaning. And if you detect an odor strong, be sure to ascertain whether or not others can smell it too. And if they cannot, then endeavour to research its meaning by using the wonders of your technology to search it online. You may be surprised as to what it might reveal to you about the circumstance or situation, person or place, or indeed in answer to a particular dilemma that you are undergoing. I would also encourage you to acknowledge that perfume is powerful. Scent is evocative. It can affect the brain and heart and the spirit greatly. Mankind has known this since the beginning of time. Scent can transport an individual to a moment in their life like no other thing, providing a rush of clear memory that can comfort, that can bring healing. Scent too can elevate the emotion, raise vibration. Aromatherapists understand this. But we do not need an expensive array of oils in order to benefit from this glory. The world around us is full of scent. Flowers, trees, earth and grasses, people, places, animals, food. Each day is an opportunity to indulge our sense of smell, and if done so more consciously, to utilize it, to transform the nature of our enduring. My penultimate piece of guidance then for you now is this: to acknowledge the importance of perfume, of scent, of smell. Finally then, I am the archangel who presides over the star sign of Cancer. Cancer has much to teach us. Its alignment to the moon, its connection to intuition and psychical ability, its capacity to move sideways through reality, laterally, not in a linear fashion, but also the way in which it protects itself. Sometimes, in order to endure, we must create for ourselves a suit of armor to shield ourselves from the harshities of the world. And now, more than ever, the more sensitive of you need to focus on doing just this, on forging through the power of your mind a suit of silver armor to reflect all negativity and hold you safe and secure inside. I can help you with this, as can others within the angelic collective. The Archangel Michael, for example. Whomever you turn to, be it us or indeed your guardian angel, do so now. Keep yourself safe. Shield yourself so that you may have the strength and power that you need to help others who rely upon you at this time. In love then and in light, I leave you for this time with my love and the love of the divine. Go forwards ever, in truth and trust.